WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Much of the state funding cut from A&M by the legislature 2 years ago is being restored. That was part of the budget message given by University President Bowen Lofton to the Faculty Senate earlier this month.
What happened in sort of net is, and this is approximate, is that we lost about $60 million of state appropriations for this biennium compared to last biennium. We've recovered about two-thirds of that.
Lofton says administrators are crunching numbers for next year's budget, including what might be possible in giving merit pay raises.
The CFO has provided the units with budgetary templates to begin working on the budgets for FY14. Those are in play right now, but the uncertainty at the moment is going to be the size of the merit pool that I may be able to support from central funds beginning this fall.
Lofton says A&M will receive more than $2 million in state money to help pay for nearly $10 million the university absorbs when veterans and dependents take advantage of benefits under the Hazelwood Act. The Brazos County District Attorney and his top deputy are headed halfway around the world.
County commissioners yesterday approved the request for a week-long trip in the Philippines. D.A. Jarvis Parsons says he and Brian Baker going overseas saves the cost of bringing 12 to 15 Filipino citizens here. It's all part of the upcoming capital murder trial of Gabriel Hall. The now 20-year-old's accused of killing a College Station man and the attempted murder of his wife during a burglary at the victim's home in October 2011. Parsons declined to provide further information about the trip to WTAW News because of the active case. Hall's defense lawyers filed paperwork in district court indicating Hall was born in the Philippines and claims he suffered poverty, abuse, and neglect during the first 6 years of his life. Defense lawyers also say both of Hall's parents and at least one of his siblings have criminal records. Hall also spent 5 years in a Filipino orphanage, and his lawyers say they have had trouble finding out the identities and locations of his housemates who they want to question. The DA's trip request to commissioners does not identify who they'll be interviewing, other than they were sought by Hall's lawyers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board has filled one of its two remaining openings for principal. An internal promotion was given at this week's meeting. The new principal at Davila Middle School is Shannon McGeehee. She has been with the district 12 years, most recently at Rutter High School as an associate principal. Yet to be filled is the principal slot at Sam Rayburn Middle School. The College Station City Council invites you to buy cemetery space before rates go up later this year. That was the closing thought following the council's recent vote on the future fee schedule for the Parks and Recreation Department, including the two city cemeteries. There was no action on James Benham's idea to discount cemetery space based on how many years you lived in College Station.
Keep the market rate where it is and discount for people who are lifelong citizens of College Station to be buried in College Station. But that's another thought is
you get 10% for off for every year you live here.
But maybe.
Hey, that's a good
idea. Maybe 10% or maybe 1% per year of residency in College Station. Some lifelong residents could get some benefit.
For all the
years they paid property tax and sales tax in the city of College Station.
Sorry. The 10% increase, which begins October 1st, is the latest move to make cemetery fees cover operational costs. The Department of Public Safety and AgriLife Extension are doing a joint campaign to reduce summertime drunk driving. AgriLife's Cindy Kovar says PASS is an acronym that stands for Person Appointed to Stay Sober.
That's not the person that's had the least amount of alcohol. A lot of people think that the designated driver is the one that's drank the less, but it's really the person that's drank zero.
Kovar says summertime alcohol consumption results in the largest number of crashes that cause fatalities and injuries. The Travis County District Attorney says she remains legally responsible for investigating state ethics violations despite the governor's veto of funding for the Public Integrity Unit based in her office. Rosemary Lemberg told Travis County Judge Sam Bisco that it would take a change in the state constitution.
Where we stand today, though, is that without some extraordinary effort, state funding has disappeared.
That's my understanding of the situation.
It was the first time Lemberg responded publicly since the governor cut $3.5 million in annual funding. Perry said the public had lost confidence in Lemberg after she refused to resign following a drunk driving conviction, and the only way he could retaliate was to cut the unit's funding. And the Texas Senate has given preliminary approval to diverting nearly $1 billion a year from the state's reserve fund to help ease the state's road building and maintenance crisis under the crush of a rapidly expanding population. The constitutional amendment still needs a final vote to send it to the House with 1 week left in the special session. If passed by the legislature, the amendment would go before voters statewide in November. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
We have a few scattered showers way off to our east this morning, but that's where they're going to stay. I think we're going to be partly sunny with a high around 95 today. May see an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy conditions overnight, 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will be up near 95 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows near 75. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny with highs of 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. It was a big game in the NBA last night. Game 6 of the finals went to overtime. Apparently, if you're in the playoffs, you have to play in overtime. That includes hockey. Brazos Valley Bombers played last night, and the United States is looking pretty good for the World Cup in soccer. All that more we'll do it for you in sports, and we'll do it for you at 6:50.
Yeah, we'll see about that World Cup thing. When we get out there with the real countries that don't even call it soccer, you know, well, the ones who've been playing it a while, yeah, see how that works out for us. But that's good. I'm glad to see that. Boy, did y'all notice the bone-chilling north wind we had yesterday?
Yes, I was just...
No.
It was frigid.
Where yeah. was it?
Well, it was here. It was
when Bryan was
College,
it?
About noontime. And don't know how long it lasted, but it really did. It was the north wind. It was quite interesting. And a little bit of drizzle kind of in the central part of the cities. So
we got some here.
Yeah.
I wish I'd been paying attention.
Well, you know, they say that a lot about you. But
Scott.
Yeah, just kidding. Anyway, so Naveena Shine is calling it quits on her diet. And, of course, there have been others who have fallen off the dietary wagon. But Naveena, well, she's going to quit her attempt to live on light. The woman who lives in Seattle, which geographically is probably not the best place if you're going to be concentrating on sunshine.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking.
Has been living on nothing but...
Oh, I thought you meant L-I-T-E, like only drinking Miller Lights, only eating Butter Light.
No, like L-I-G-H-T and tea. Sunlight and tea has been her diet for the last 47 days.
47 days.
That's right. Over the course of her experiment, she lost about 20% of her weight, but that's not...
I bet a lot of it was muscle.
Well, I'm thinking it couldn't have been necessarily good for you, but that's not what ultimately prompted her to end her experiment, and again, that's what she's calling it. She stopped internet... she stopped because she ran out of money. The sunlight may be free, but your phone and your internet service aren't. And she wrote on her blog, the overt reason is that the phones and internet will be cut off and I have nothing to pay for the space I am in. In practical terms, I cannot continue.
Wait, so she couldn't work and eat only sunlight and tea?
I don't know. I don't know why, what kept this, what precluded her from getting a job? One would think that, even though you're drinking tea and you're out in the sun, you know.
She could at least work at a tanning bed.
Well, something, nonetheless. And maybe this is her idea to see if she can get, and again, it's Seattle. It's not Portland, but it's Seattle. And maybe she could get others to help her. You know, maybe she can, like, that kickstart. Maybe she can get people to just start dumping money on her so that she may continue her experiment. And as you say, you know, not a physiologist and don't play one on the radio, but drinking tea and sunlight probably does not do a lot to help your protein intake.
Romantic as it sounds.
Yeah, right, of course. Well, it's wonderful.
The drinking of tea used to be used as a euphemism for doing something else.
Stop it. Stop
I'm wondering
it.
If that's why she tried that.
I have never heard that.
No,
ever.
No. Anyway.
And I'm pretty educated. Yeah, okay. I've never heard that. Yeah.
Big in the drug country, are you?
Info.
Information.
Yeah, because you bet. Yeah, never mind.
I knew you were worldly, Kat.
But
I'm just wondering if everybody's questioned me now for the last 10 years when I tell everyone I drink tea all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, do they understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. You might want to double check. Hey, just getting back to you on that, remember when I said to you that I drink tea?
Texas and I, we love our Hondas.
I absolutely love the gas mileage in my Honda Civic.
It's just amazing.
Real Texans, real stories about the Honda Civic. Now you can lease the 2013 Civic LX with 39 MPG for just $159 a month.
I also really enjoy the Bluetooth. I'm on my phone all the time. I travel quite a bit, so it's really helped with that.
It gives you freedom, you know, to where you're not occupying your hands with something else.
Its safety features are the best. It's just a very safe car.
That's just $159 a month on 2013 Civics. Plus, Hondas hold their value better than any other brand. What are you waiting for? Shop Allen Honda today. Online anytime at TexasLovesHonda.com. EPA estimate MPG. Bluetooth is a registered trademark used under license. Value claim based on ALG's 2013 residual value award. Visit TexasLovesHonda.com for lease details. WLA.
Texas loves Honda.
Almost 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's day 170 of this year. We have 195 of them to go. It is the 19th of June. Of course, it is Juneteenth, which is a cause for confusion.
Yes.
We'll do that story later. It's World Sauntering Day. People don't saunter enough.
Saunter into the break room.
They don't saunter enough. You know, there was one time we were very concerned back when there were other radio stations that really had live people in the studio, unlike what, you know, most people do here in the market now. And there was a country music radio station that decided they were going to call their promotions a prize stampede. We, on the other hand, countered with the prize saunter because we were afraid that somebody could get injured if it were a stampede.
I think that's probably wise.
Yeah, we thought... Well, also because our listeners were older than 13, we thought it was probably important.
Well, yeah, I can see country going with stampede, but news talk and sauntering, I guess we do talk about politics a lot.
Well, we just want to be safe. I mean, it's just we want to, again, it's,
I think saunter has more connotations than just safe.
Do you? Well, I think, moving with confidence, I believe, and we certainly would
I
do
thought
that.
Sauntering was kind of like slinking.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I don't believe so. I mean, I don't perceive sauntering that way. I believe saunter.
I think we should just change it to meander.
Well,
meander works.
This show meanders a lot.
Well, we do need to have a sense of direction for our listeners at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
You just prefer the word meander because you're from Leander.
That could be it.
It's in our school song.
Most... Really?
Yes.
Meander is
Think about it. How many words rhyme with Leander?
Meander,
I mean, come on.
Through Leander.
Okay.
Oleander.
Moving on.
Yeah, Oleander. It's also Eat an Oreo Day, which is, you know, there are any number of ways.
Celebrate that one.
Now, I saw a Shoppatorium recently, in the last week, I guess, that Oreo now has like a split.
Are you talking about the watermelon?
I thought it was strawberry, but maybe it's watermelon. Where it's white and red.
The one I saw was red and green.
Oh,
that's nasty. That's nasty.
Well, maybe not to everybody, maybe.
Well, I'm just saying, come on, it's Oreos. How much weirder are we going to have to get about that?
I mean, I like a good standard Oreo, but...
That's,
You know? Yeah, some people just like to be creative.
And we've had some Oreos here, actually, I think on Oreo Day. The Oreo guy brings some by for us from time to time. And
I wish I brought my Oreos.
But, I mean, he brought us all sorts, like blonde Oreos.
I love those.
When they did those were kind of cool. And
well, maybe if you'd stop making fun of the new ones, they'd bring us some more Oreos.
Maybe so, or, you know, it worked with turducken. I mean, we made fun of that, and they brought us one. So, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not making fun so much as why do you take something and mess it up?
I don't know, but if you make fun of tofurkey and we get one,
I'm
going to thrash you.
Well, it's June. I don't think we'll have to worry about that. All right, let's do some birthdays lest we fall behind, which we already have.
Paul Dano, the older brother from A Little Miss Sunshine. That's the guy that doesn't talk till like the very end of the movie. He's 29. Yeah. Zoe Saldanen is 35 from the Star Trek movie. She played the new Uhura. Dirk Nowitzki's 35. Robin Tunney is 41 from The Mentalist. That's Lisbon, if you watch that one. Mm-hmm. Mira Sara is 46. That was Ferris's girlfriend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay.
Was married to Sean Connery's son. Really? Now married to Jim Henson's son.
That's scary.
She knows where the money is.
Yeah.
Paul Abdul is 51. Mark DeBarge is 54. Kathleen Turner, 59. Ann Wilson from Heart, 63. Felicia Rashad, 65. I didn't know this, but she was originally married to...
Yeah, that's right. Bobby Moore.
Before that...
No, Bobby Moore was his name before he changed it to Ahmad Rashad.
No, before that?
No, I don't know who.
Victor Willis, the original cop in The Village People.
Oh, my. Okay.
Salman Rushdie is... that surprised me. Salman Rushdie is 66, and Louis Jordan is 92. He played the bad guy in Swamp Thing, Octopussy, and...
92? 92. Oh, gosh. Spanky McFarlane from Spanky and Our Gang. Sunday Will Never Be the Same.
Huh.
Yeah, 70 years old. And Garfield the Cat is 35. I guess just appeared in a
comic. We should eat lasagna in his honor.
Yeah, we should. And again, we don't usually do dead people, but it's Mo Howard.
Hey, Mo!
Yeah. 116 had he taken better care of himself. Yeah,
Your morning cup
deliver
of
me.
Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, your latest government outrage. Government investigators uncovered rampant fraud within the federal worker disability program that is costing you big bucks. Here are some examples. A postal worker who ran marathons, well, she saw her race times improving when she got checks from the federal government for disability. Why a back injury? Another disabled federal employee went scuba diving, skied in Switzerland, and did flips on a trapeze. She spent part of her $193,000 in disability payments on a boat named Free Ride before she was caught. And there are many other examples. Just your tax dollars being used unwisely.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, lets you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation. And they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyinestatelaw.com.
A meeting of the minds. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Chrysler and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration have settled their differences over older Jeep vehicles that the government says could be at risk of fuel tank fires. Chrysler still contends the vehicles are safe, but it has agreed to have dealers inspect the SUVs. Upgrades will be done if needed to make the Jeeps less vulnerable in low-speed crashes. Discrimination may be keeping some same-sex couples out of rental housing. The Department of Housing and Urban Development did an experiment, sending email inquiries to landlords about available rental units. Emails identified as coming from gay couples got fewer responses than those purportedly sent by heterosexual couples. It appears likely Sprint Nextel will be taken over by the Japanese firm SoftBank. Dish Network has decided against submitting a new offer for Sprint, saying it will focus instead on its pursuit of the wireless network operator Clearwire. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work As Hard As I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one that you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com.
License number 102654.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
629, a Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High temperature about 95 today. Same kind of stuff we've been doing. Low temperature in the mid-70s. There's a slight chance of shower, so kind of in their pattern. 74 right now.
When you're choosing a sunscreen, what's the minimum SPF number you should look for? 20, 30, 40? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
You know the importance of using sunscreen in the summer, but there are a lot to choose from. So how do you pick?
You should look for a broad-spectrum sunscreen that has at least SPF 40 in it. In the past, we had recommended SPF 30 as a minimum, but we sort of upped it based on our findings this year.
Nicole Cerubo, associate editor at Consumer Reports and ShopSmart magazine, which has an article on sunscreen in the current issue.
You should put on sunscreen, whether it's a spray or a lotion, 15 to 30 minutes before you go outside. And then once you're out in the sun, you should keep reapplying, especially if you're going into the water or you're toweling off or you're sweating. And make sure you're using enough. Don't skimp. Use at least 2 to 3 tablespoons of lotion. And for spray yourself once and then spray yourself again to make sure you didn't miss any spots.
Spray-on sunscreen is okay, but you tend to waste a lot because it just goes into the wind.
But if you have children, you should stick with lotion because the FDA is looking into any potential risks of inhaling the sprays. And if you're an adult using a spray, spray it into your hands when it comes time to put it on your face. This way you're not inhaling any ingredients.
And expensive is not necessarily better, according to the ShopSmart tests.
Some of our best products were also the cheapest, and it included 3 inexpensive store brands from Target, Walmart, and Walgreens, and they were among our top picks.
Tomorrow, what to do and not do if you get a sunburn. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all 4 Broadway events with the 4-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An internal promotion fills a principal's position in the Bryan School District. At this week's school board meeting, Shannon McGeehee was named the new principal at Davila Middle School. She moves from an associate principal's position at Rudder High School. McGeehee has been a teacher and administrator in Bryan ISD for 12 years. The selection process continues for the district's last principal vacancy at Sam Rayburn Middle School. After October 1st, it will cost 10% more for cemetery space in College Station. That's part of the Parks and Recreation Department fee schedule approved recently by the City Council. The city's finance director, Jeff Kirsten, educated 3 new council members recently that the opening of the new Memorial Cemetery and Aggie Field took place at the same time as the last economic recession.
We were starting to really get into to try to get some of those sales is when we saw some of the downturn nationally in the economy, where we felt that we probably lost some of those as that happened right at the same time that we're trying to get the cemetery operation up and going. So we are trying to continue that effort to see those sales on the Aggie Field of Honor side. It has been slower than what we hoped it would be.
Kirsten says the increases aren't as much as originally considered in order to generate more sales. It's normal business for elected bodies to approve travel requests. Going to the other side of the world might get your attention.
Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons and First Assistant Brian Baker are headed to the Philippines next month. The week-long visits to question witnesses sought by the lawyers representing a capital murder defendant. Gabriel Hall, a native Filipino, was 18 at the time. He's accused of burglarizing a College Station home, then killing one resident and severely injuring another. County commissioners approved Parsons' trip request yesterday. While the DA told WTAW News he couldn't talk about the trip because the case was still active, he wrote to commissioners that they're deposing witnesses requested by Hall's lawyers. Parsons also noted it saves the cost of bringing 12 to 15 Filipinos to Bryan for Hall's trial. According to court paperwork filed by defense lawyers, the first 6 years of Hall's life were spent in poverty, abuse, and neglect, with both of Hall's parents and at least one of his siblings having criminal records. After that, Hall spent 5 years in a Filipino orphanage, and his lawyers say they're having trouble identifying the other orphans who lived with Hall and where they're located now in order to question them. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More state money is headed to A&M during the next 2 years, but President Bowen Lofton says lawmakers did not restore all the cuts made for the current biennium that comes to a close September 30th. One example Lofton gave to the Faculty Senate earlier this month is the Competitive Knowledge Fund.
That fund was cut for this biennium from $1 million per year for every $10 million of sponsored research we received down to $700,000. It's been restored to $900,000 for every $10 million, so we came back up again in that regard.
For the first time, A&M is receiving state money that will cover about one-fourth of the $10 million cost of educating veterans and their dependents under the Hazelwood Act.
In spite of a number of objections to it, the state did recognize this problem, and we got appropriated $2.4 million to help us offset some of the impact of that for this coming biennium.
Lofton says administrators are preparing next year's budget with the plan to give merit pay raises. Person appointed to stay sober, also known as PASS, is the theme of a safe driving campaign promoted by AgriLife Extension and the Department of Public Safety.
During the summer months, we have more fatalities and more crashes because people are out having a good time, going to the lakes, going to the ocean, you know, hanging out with friends at the barbecue, and they're drinking more, and ultimately they're having more crashes, more fatalities, more injuries.
AgriLife's Cindy Kovar says the message is to have a designated driver who consumes no alcohol during a summer outing. Teens who want to get bronzed will have to lie by the pool this summer. That's because a bill that bans minors from tanning salon beds has passed in the state legislature and has now become law. David Martinez with the Texas Dermatological Society says it will save lives.
We think that it's a step in the right direction of preventing melanomas, which are some of the fastest growing cancers.
Texas now joins four other states which have banned minors from using tanning beds. Members of a Texas House panel say they feel conflicted about approving proposed new punishments for 17-year-olds who are convicted of capital murder with a mandatory possibility of parole after 40 years. State Representative Stephanie Carter of Dallas says she's really torn here because we do only have 8 days to pass legislation. The governor added the topic to the special session, which ends next week. Currently, a 17-year-old convicted of capital murder in Texas is sentenced to life in prison without parole, but the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that such a sentence is unconstitutional for minors. And nearly 4 years after the deadly Fort Hood shooting rampage, the Army psychiatrist charged in the case will finally go on trial after a judge refused his request for a 3-month delay. Jury selection in Major Nadal Hassan's trial is set for July 9th and is expected to last 4 weeks. The judge said testimony will start August 6th at the earliest. The judge, Colonel Tara Osborne, says she understands the need for a speedy trial and realizes it has been delayed several times. But she added, the court's paramount concern is that the accused receives a fair trial. WTAW News time is 6:39. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, looking out for each other, and giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
John Deere lawn tractors are designed to do more, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're available for less than you think. Just look at the D105 lawn tractor, priced at under $1,500 with a big 42-inch deck. Or check out the X300 Select Series lawn tractor. With a 4-year, 300-hour limited warranty, you can mow confidently well into the future. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer in 7/31/2013. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Everyone loves avocado season at Subway. Add creamy, refreshing avocado to any of your favorites or try it on the turkey and bacon avocado today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only in participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook, Inc.
Did you know that 1 out of 300 homes and 1 out of 20 pools have leaks? Don't let yours be one of them. If you suspect a leak, call American Leak Detection. The original leak specialists, we've been in business for over 39 years. Using the most advanced technology and sophisticated electronic devices, we're the recognized leader in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094 or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W. E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W. E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowner's coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W. E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Good morning, 6:43, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Heat continues to build across the region. It will continue to affect us for several more days. We'll have sunshine today, high close to 95 degrees. Later today, we could see a thunderstorm, clear to partly cloudy and 75 overnight. Tomorrow, sunshine is back with us, so our temperatures back around 95. It'll be clear tomorrow night, a low of 75. We'll have sun throughout the day on Friday, and highs are going to be 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Get him on a bus, and it arrives at the ramp over here. We get off the bus, we go on the court, and we play. That's how we get him ready.
Got to love Greg Popovich. After a very close overtime game last night, the Spurs fell. That's how Popo says they're going to get ready for the next game. We'll get caught up with the NBA playoffs. Brazos Valley Bombers action in the United States remains in contention for World Cup qualifying with another win. All that and more with sports in 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's pretty tired. He gets tired of it all pretty quickly, really. And
oh, I just love it, though.
Yeah,
you know,
I do too.
How are we going to get ready? Here, we're going to show up and we're going to play basketball.
That's what we do. We play these games and the best team wins. That's it. What else you want to do? And it's interesting because in some ways he was not nearly that direct or that abrupt, but Emery Ballard was like that when he would talk about football. As a result, his news conferences were not exciting. It was the idea, this guy blocks this guy, and we get 3.5 yards, okay? What else do you want?
3, 6, 9, first down.
Yeah, is there a problem here? You know, and they would just keep asking the same questions. And, of course, he had his little coachisms that he would talk, but he was very scientific about the way that he did things. I think Bob Ballard could tell you that late into his life, he would still sit around with a notebook and draw football plays. I mean, that's the way he was. One of those coaches who just, this is how we do it.
Very mechanical.
Yeah, and, you know, you do that as opposed to the Zen master who looks at it from a different approach, and that's fine too. But Popovich's quotes are, yeah, I would agree with you, kind of fun. So the abortion wars flared anew, as you heard Kat talking about.
Yep.
Actually, not only in Washington, but in Austin also. We normally talk to Charles Schwertner on Wednesdays, but they went late into the night last night, and so in talking to his office last night, we'll move him to Friday. We'll talk to him then. We'll talk to Bill Flores at about 7:30 this morning, and then John Rainey on Thursday, and Kyle Cassell on Friday as well. So anyway, so the stuff's still a brewing over in Austin, and yeah, there was a story in the Houston Chronicle yesterday having to do with the number of state representatives, because basically what they did is they called a special session, they yammered around for a few days, and they pretty well put their feet up until June the 17th.
And then decided, hey, you know, we need to do something.
Right. But, you know, they were most all of them taking their per diem and taking their housing allowance when they had actually headed back home. Yeah, and the Chronicle did a little story about that, is, you know. And they have the right to refuse that. They may refuse that daily housing allowance if they want to. But, you know, if you're sitting back at home in your house in Carrizo Springs, then...
don't need that.
Yeah, why are you taking that money? And again, in the grand scheme of things, I don't know how much we're talking about, but just that whole idea.
There's a whole lot of that, though, with all government now. Well, it's only a couple million dollars.
Well,
a couple million dollars times 50 adds up.
And actually, if we have time today, we'll talk to Bill Flores about that very thing. And I didn't ever think that I would agree with Greta Van Susteren on much of anything. But, you know, she had said in one of the talk shows, we have to start calling this government theft, which is what it really is.
Mm.
And again, the idea that her example was the average American needs $1,000 for some sort of home repair. And they don't know where they're going to get that. They don't know where that money is going to come from. And then you just hear the IRS blow off the idea of, oh, well, we spent $4 million on training, but that's chump change. Well, no, that's not chump change.
Yeah, that represents hours of somebody's life that they gave away to you.
And you consider, again, there are a lot of people out there who, if they needed $1,000 today for some sort of an emergency, what would they do?
Yeah, making money is hard.
Yeah, it would change their life. And here you are, these people in Washington going, oh, well, that's just $4 million. And that is, again, as Greta says, probably government theft on some level. All right, let's see. Joe Biden. Forget Joe Biden.
We'd like to on occasion, I'm sure.
John Kerry briefed the House leadership from both parties about the situation in Syria yesterday, and thankfully most lawmakers understood they couldn't come out and run their mouths about it publicly. I'm sure they went and had some drinks with lobbyists and told them. But
sure.
You know, but they insisted that the discussion was classified, so they couldn't really react. Howsomever, Buck McKeon, who's the Armed Services Committee member, said the discussion focused solely on Syria. He's concerned about the conditions there, and he says, I'm more concerned, I can say, that it was all about Syria. And so, don't know what else we'll be able to say about that. Immigration update, that appears to be a problem still. One of the things we'll talk to Bill Flores about. I think the Democrats have done a pretty good job of painting the Republicans into a corner
again,
yeah. Because now it's all getting to be about border security. You know, do the fence thing, which, by the way, would come in ahead of schedule and under budget. You know that. Every government project always comes in ahead of schedule and under budget. So I know that would work really, really well.
I heard somebody talking about doing that and privatizing it. And how effective that would be.
Well, yeah.
And it kind of made me wonder a little bit. Mm.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
Of course not.
And even if they privatized it, they'd make sure that it was almost as much as it would have cost if the government did it themselves. Because why in the world would you leave money on the table when you're talking about the federal government?
Exactly.
Lord knows they got enough for all of us to have a little piece of.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day, come rain or shine or hail for that matter. And there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means that Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the fact that IIHS names Tundra Double Cab a 2013 top safety pick. and the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of the competition just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The American-built Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $229 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7-8-2013.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Saturday, June 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2, bring your dog to the annual Dog Day at Producers. Protect your pet with a rabies vaccination, shampoo, and dip, all for just $10 each. There will be microchipping available, pet supplies, refreshments, and much more. Remember, though, it's dogs only. No cats allowed. Proceeds go to help kids at the Still Creek Ranch. Producers Dog Day, Saturday, June 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2. Your dog's gonna love it. Producers, everything ag. On Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Highway 21.
Keep the pruning shears handy. There are plants that need your attention. Just when you think it's safe to put the shears away for a few months in the summer, some of your plants call out for help. I have some of the most critical guidelines of summer pruning. I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. The most important suggestion I can give you in pruning shrubs in the summer is that you avoid formal shearing. That advice goes year-round. Once you get into that rut, it takes work days every year just to keep the plants perfectly rounded, squared, or whatever unnatural shape you've selected. You want to choose a plant that meets the space and shape needs of its surroundings and then let it grow along to its genetic predisposition. Even our best shrubs, however, will need a little attention now and then. Use hand shears or loppers to cut each branch independently. That will prevent the highly sculpted look that you get from hedge shears. Trim away only the twigs and branches that cause the plant to be misshapen. Eleagnus and abelias are classic examples. Both have fairly normal rounded shapes, but each produces long, straight fishing poles that extend far beyond the body canopy of the shrub. By midsummer, both shrubs can be very untidy. Remove those long canes by clipping them off back into the main bodies of the shrubs. Other evergreen shrubs will need less attention, but even there you may need to remove a few branches that keep the plants from looking maintained. Crepe myrtles present their own special needs. Remove the spent flower heads immediately after the last petals have fallen. You don't want the plants to go to seed. Cut back into vegetative portions to encourage new growth and subsequent flowering. If your crepe myrtles are trained tree form, and if they're putting out basal sprouts that threaten them to return to shrub form plants, you can remove those stems flush with the ground right away. Bush roses also need to be trimmed during the summer. While major shaping is usually done in mid to early February, you should trim off all the small summer flowers as the petals fall. Prune to the second or third five-leaflet leaf, always just above an outward-facing bud. Sometime in early August, you'll want to trim the plants back by one-third to stimulate strong regrowth and bloom in early fall. Then how about pruning shade trees? Most major pruning of shade trees is best left for the winter dormant period when sap activity is slowest. However, if you have big limbs or casting excessive shade on the turf below, remove them now. If you have dead branches, you can remove them now. You can actually prune oaks during the hottest part of the summer because the oak wilt mats are not active in the summer. New trees may need a little bit of special pruning to keep their growth on track. You need to shape and train trees like Chinese pistachios and others that tend to have erratic branching initially. I'm Neil Sperry, and bubbling beauties will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Hope you'll join us. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:55. LeBron James had 32 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds in the Miami Heat beat San Antonio 103-100 in overtime to force a Game 7 of the NBA Finals, and it's tomorrow night. Here's LeBron.
If we're going to go down tonight, we're going to go down with me leaving every little bit of energy that I had on the floor and just try to do it on both ends. I still made some critical plays as far as bad plays. Late in the fourth, a couple turnovers, a couple mistakes. But I can live with those mistakes when I know I gave it my all tonight, and we'll live to see another day.
James uncorked 20 points after the Spurs took a 71-58 lead with 3:50 left in the third. Ray Allen forced overtime by draining a three-pointer with 5.2 seconds left in regulation. Here's San Antonio coach Greg Popovich on what San Antonio needs to do to get ready for Game 7.
Get them on a bus, and it arrives at the ramp over here. We get off the bus, we go on the court, and we play. That's how we get them ready.
On Not a Bombers baseball, they were able to get on board first in the first when center fielder Blake Kopetsky was able to get on base with an error. Later, he was brought in by a sack fly by Horacio Correa III. The Bombers couldn't manage much more than that, and they fell to the Woodland Strikers 4-2. Bombers coach Kurt Dixon.
You got to give credit to their starter. He did a good job keeping us off balance. Threw strikes all night. We were in his counts and, really worked us on the outer half and, gave us trouble.
Bombers are back at home this Saturday to face Victoria at 7:05. From KBTX, Mike Mullins resigned as the head football coach at Harker Heights on Tuesday. Mullins has accepted an offer to be the offensive coordinator under Lee Fedora at Navasota. Mullins' resignation is effective on June the 30th. The United States remains atop the 16 CONCACAF Cup, in the World Cup qualifying rounds with a 1-0 win over Honduras in Utah. Josie Altidore tallied in the 73rd minute, giving him goals in his fourth straight international match. North Carolina knocked LSU out of the College World Series yesterday with a score of 4-2, so North Carolina advances. In Major League Baseball, Matt Dominguez had a grand salami and drove in a career-high 5 runs last night, and
1-0 to Peña. That's drilled down a right field line. Ball is curving. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. A 3-run home run for Carlos Peña.
So between Peña and Dominguez, they answered for 7 of the 10 runs that the Astros hung on the Brewers. Final score, 10-1.
Cruz 0-2 with a walk, a shot up the middle, back a second, backhand. Sogard a jump throw to first on a hop. It's dug out by Moss, and the A's have won it.
Brandon Moss and Jason Jasso both homered last night, and the Athletics won 6-2. In other Rangers news, Jeff Baker is on the 15-day disabled list. Optioned rookie Chris McGinnis to the minor leagues. Baker sprained his thumb after a high five with a teammate that bent his thumb back to his wrist. Texas also recalled rookie reliever Joseph Ortiz and catcher Robinson Carino from AAA. Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez has been questioned by police, and his home has been searched as part of a homicide investigation in North Attleboro, Massachusetts, according to reports from SI.com and ABC News. ABC News also reported that Hernandez was uncooperative with authorities and that his two associates of the tight end tried to leave but were detained. An SI.com source added that Hernandez is not believed to be a suspect, but a vehicle that he rented in his name has emerged as a key piece of evidence in the investigation. And finally, after Marian Hossa missed Game 3 with an upper body injury, he was listed day-to-day. Blackhawks coach Joe Quenneville said on Tuesday that Hossa is, quote, likely to play in Game 4 tonight. Chicago trails Boston 2-1 in the NHL Cup Series. That's your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also